This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Once, when I was casting a TV show, a young actor came in to read for the lead role. When he walked into the audition, I knew I was in trouble. The script sides were all wrinkled and crumpled like he'd been working on them for days, and in the margins I could see a lot of scribbles and notes and reminders. All of that stuff, by the way, red flags. What they suggest is, this guy is going to get very serious and very actory, and he's going to play every single nuance and emotion in the short audition scene, which ordinarily a writer should find flattering, but comedy writers know deep down that there aren't that many nuances or emotions to play. What there is timing, and the basic law of timing is faster is funnier. So I was surprised when he looked up at us right before the reading began, tossed the sides away, and said, I'm just going to improv a lot of this, okay? Which is a weird thing to say to the person who wrote over several months and a lot of expensive bourbon, the words on the pages that were so casually tossed aside. I'm just going to improv a lot of this, okay? Is saying basically, yeah, I read it, but won't it be better if I say it in my words? No. No, it won't. But that's the trouble with the whole improv thing, and there are classes and schools and theaters all over the country teaching improvisational comedy, not just in L.A. or the flagship Second City in Chicago, but everywhere. And eventually they all come out to L.A., and a lot of them find themselves in my office tossing my words aside and telling me, I'm just going to improv a lot of this, okay? Not okay. Look, a lot of folks love improvisational comedy. People pay to take the classes and pay to sit in the audience, and I suspect a lot of those are the same people. And I'm told by folks I respect and trust that there's some very funny stuff done, especially at local institutions like the Groundlings and Upright Citizens Brigade and Improv Olympics. But, and I'm just putting this out there, don't send me a lot of angry tweets, I'm just asking a question. Wouldn't it be, better to work out the scene, say, a week or so before, and, radical thought I know, write it down and rehearse it so that it's even better? I mean, make it funnier and sharper and get it all polished and ready and then charge people money to see it? Because it's always seemed to me that the problem with improvisation is, if it's good, it would probably be even better with a little more time to work on it. And when it's bad, it's got a ready-made, built-in excuse. I mean, hey, we just this second thought of this thing. What are you complaining about? It's not like we wrote it down or anything. And that's probably why it's so popular with the young people, because it's easy and doesn't require any homework. Okay, now you can send me the angry tweets. But there's a rule in improvisational comedy. It's called the yes-and rule. When you're up there performing, you're not allowed to deny some little bit of reality that your partner has asserted. If he or she says, boy, it's awfully hot here on the surface of Venus, you're not allowed to say, we're not on Venus. You have to build on what your partner is saying. You have to say, yes, and. See, writers don't say, yes, and. We say, no, but. No, but I wrote that scene, so read it word for word. No, but I worked on that. No, but I want it faster. Now, depending on the project, and depending on who has the power in the project, a television show is either a no-but show or a yes-and show. No-but shows last longer. And that's it for this week. Next week, we take yes for an answer. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.